Why don't you grab the microphone, ladies? And what we have here is we have three members of the Hill City Rollers roller derby team. Many of you, including myself, until about a week ago, did not know that this existed. Why don't you identify yourselves?
Good morning, Rob. I am Clip Knocky.
I'm Lucid Skate of Mind.
And I'm Headcase.
And I'm sure that says that on your birth certificates. For the uninitiated, roller derby, what exactly is that? I have visions in my head of something my grandfather watched in the 70s and laughed at while eating Limburger cheese. I know this has nothing to do with that, but what should people know about this sport these days?
Well, roller derby has definitely evolved a lot since the 70s of elbows and clotheslining. Mm-hmm. For starters, the track is now flat.
Okay.
Which means you can play lots of different places. You can play roller derby at just a regular roller rink, which is where we play, up at Interskate in 88 in Oneonta.
Right, okay.
You could also play in a parking lot. You can take a piece of chalk and chalk out a track and play in Neowa Park or Keith Clark Park even if we wanted to. So that part is really great. There are a lot of rules now involved to the game. It's a fully international organization. It's fully governed.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually looking this morning. During a bout, there are 10 skaters on the track at a time, and then there are 7 skating officials and 11 non-skating officials.
All right, so now how does one score? How does one win at roller derby?
Lucy, do you want to handle that?
Well, an easy way to picture it is the jammers have the star on their helmets, and they're like the ball of the sport. Like, they, once they pass the group of blockers, they get a point for each blocker that they pass on the opposing team. So they're the scoring ball. So once they pass, they make an initial pass. They don't get points on the first pass, but once they come back around, they get a point for every person they pass on the opposing team. And they're able to, there's lead jammer and a non-lead jammer. So whoever passed the group of skaters first is the lead jammer, and they can call off the jam. So once they pass the group, they don't want the other jammer to get points, so they'll call it off so that they only get points, and it's not like canceling out their own points when the other jammer gets points.
So what would be like a typical score of a match?
Scores can range pretty greatly. The reigning powerhouse in the International Roller Derby right now is the Gotham Girls Roller Derby Team.
Mm-hmm.
They are undefeated, I think, for like 5 years now, something absolutely ridiculous
that
like
is
that.
Ridiculous, yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. So they often will beat teams 500 to 80. That's not out of the question for them.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be lucky to score a point on Gotham.
Like a charity point.
Yeah, charity point, exactly. But for our typical bouts, scores like 150, 200, maybe even a 300, probably not. But that's not out of the question. So it's a much higher scoring game than like soccer or something like that.
So how many teams are in this particular league that you guys play in?
We don't really have defined leagues necessarily. It's just kind of a... I'm the production chair for the team, so it's just kind of I message other teams and be like, hey, do you want to play about this year?
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of just set teams like that. We do have a really great relationship with Albany, the Albany All-Star Roller Derby team, and we actually are playing them on tomorrow. We played them on the 10th of them earlier this month as well.
All right, and that's going to be tomorrow at Interskate 88 starting at 7 o'clock for those interested. And we got to talk about the broken ankle that your one member here has. What happened with that?
Well, it's actually...
You're not playing tomorrow, are you?
No.
I didn't think so.
I thought about it, but, you know, I might bring my team down a little.
I mean, you came in here with crutches and a cast, so...
Yeah, it's actually just a boot, and it's my leg that's broken. It's my tibia and fibula.
Mm-hmm.
And there was actually, like, no impact from another player... Like, out of...
You didn't fall out of your car. It wasn't that.
No, it was playing roller derby, but it just, I think, I honestly feel like witchcraft might have been involved, and I just fell over, and my foot was glued, and my leg went a different way, and that happens.
So neither of these two are responsible?
No, I think I would have left them outside if they were.
Would you like to say anything about your preferred sport, Miss Headcase, I believe it was?
I'm new, and tomorrow is actually going to be my first scrimmage.
Oh, you're the rookie. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Are you excited about this? Worried? Concerned? What do you think?
Everything.
Everything. Okay. All the emotions are working.
Yep.
But it should be exciting.
It's definitely going to be exciting. I've been putting in a lot of hard work. It's very rewarding, so I'm hoping that it all pays off.
All right. So is there any kind of charge for people to attend this tomorrow? What's the deal with that?
Tickets are $5 for students, children, and seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And tickets are $8 for adults.
Okay.
The rink has put in a new laser tag arena. So the laser tag, we believe, is going to be open during the bout, but is not included in the ticket price.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also skate until 11 p.m. for a dollar more. If you'd like, I could go over the roster for our team.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you how many people are involved in your team, and then I was going to find out other bouts that you say you've got coming up. I know you were talking about that before we went on the air.
Our roster for this upcoming bout is actually our team captains are Amanda Hug and Kill and Knockers Down. we also have Troublemaker, Booty is a Beast, Breaker Bones, Headcase, who is here with me today.
Mm-hmm, the rookie.
Yes. Vicious Vixen, Dismissal, T-Rex, myself, Clip Naki. We have a couple guest skaters coming to skate with us since we did lose one of our big teammates this week. Chip Punk is from CNY.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Sassy Trasher from CNY. And then we have three coaching staff members.
Okay.
Who are KGKG, Sheer Terror, and Red Baron.
Okay, so there you go. Craig is jumping in. He wanted to know where everybody was from.
Yeah, we have skaters from all over. Obviously, we practice in Oneonta, so we have a fair number of skaters there in Oneonta. Yep, we have a skater in New Berlin, Cobleskill, Otigo, a couple of the girls here. Actually, these two with me today both live here in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
So really, we've kind of spread out all over the place.
Okay. So, all right, we got the... all right, Craig's jumping
I'm
in.
Craig is getting excited by this. Here. I think it's awesome. How do you get players from different areas? I mean, how does someone find out about you that, you know, if you've got one from Cobleskill and you've got some from Sydney, how does that work?
Well, we're still working on getting more people involved, but it's as simple as just showing up to one of our practices and just trying. There are rules and tests that you have to pass because as dangerous as it is, they try to make it as safe as possible. So, like for me, for example, I pass my level one assessments, which is basic skills. Then level two is contact, which I have to pass one more thing on.
Can you practice on him?
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
And then, of course, a rules test.
For that.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Okay, you got any other questions, Craig? Because you came in here smiling and stuff.
Yeah, because I'm listening to this. I think it's awesome. I think it's a great thing. And this particular one that you have coming up tomorrow is a fundraiser for the team so you can travel and play others?
Part of our proceeds benefit the Lord's Table. We usually pick a charity that we want to help out, and we volunteered at the Lord's Table, and part of our proceeds that we make will go to the Lord's Table because we are a non-for-profit organization.
And you have a website, do you, Notch?
Yes, we do.
Okay, what's that?
We do have our Facebook page. You can find us there as the Hill City Rollers. Or you can actually find us on our website, which is just www.hillcityrollers.org.
Okay, and your schedule would be there?
Yes, our schedule there is there, including our practice schedule. So if you're hearing this today and you're like, oh, that sounds really cool, I want to try that, we certainly encourage you to go onto the website and take a look at that. You can see when we practice. We generally practice Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Not all of those days, but on those 4 days, we generally have practices, probably three of those 4 days.
Interskate 88. Yep. Yep. That's where they practice. That's where the next match is going to be tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
In Oneonta.
In Oneonta, yes. That's where Interskate 88 is at 7 o'clock. So, very informative. Again, like I did not know that this was going on still. And for those of you who want to find out more about it, again, you can go to that website. And you can go check it out tomorrow night and root them on and go crazy. And I'm going to see if I can get Craig to suit up and also play roller derby with them tomorrow and see how that... We'll put a wig on you. We'll try to pass you off and see how that goes. What's that?
Cute little skirts always help.
Oh, okay. We'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do. Thank you very much for coming in. Great to have you here. And we'll keep tabs on you guys and see how it goes. And, Rookie, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay. FM 101 AM 1490 W.